from my secret lair. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Now, the first part of this podcast was released a few weeks back, and it was my intent to play both parts back to back, but then several stories became more timely, and pretty soon it was off my radar. So here it is, the next part of Dick East and Liz Kelly talking about the Ronald McDonald houses. In this installment, Dick tells the real story about how the Corpus Christi Ronald McDonald House got started, about his fake cooking at the New Orleans house, and the secret to getting money for this good cause. Now, when Dick talks about zip tops, he's talking about that aluminum tab on top of the cans. That little bit of aluminum, I actually asked around and found this out, that little bit of aluminum gets a premium price when it's recycled. There is no paint or glue or other materials on it, and that's why the houses get behind collecting those zip tabs. So, here you go.
Reminded me of another story about the old days.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I got to tell this story because it talks about some of the things that we do that we don't realize what we're doing sometimes. And I met Ray Reese Lewandowski at the National Ronald McDonald House Convention at 2 years into the project. And Ray and Reese had started the Corpus Christi Ronald McDonald House, and he was the president. And I said, well, Ray, you need to come up for one of our dinners and we'll show you the dinner. And he said, okay. And I think he asked me, I said, I'll get you some space available tickets on Southwest. It's Tuesday night. Planes weren't very full. Back then it was on Tuesdays. And he said, okay. And then he called me and says, can I bring a couple more people? I said, yeah, that'd be okay. And he came, four of them came up to come visit the house, and they came to visit the house, and we had a great time. And he goes, this was great, you know. And he says, you think I could bring a couple more people back next month? I said, well, sure. So I talked to Colleen, and we got some more passes, and we started bringing people back and forth. And that happened again, and that went on for like a year and a half. And he would bring, every month, he would bring two, three, four people. He and Reese and Ray, they're married. He's a doctor and his wife. And they would bring three or four people from Corpus Christi. And we would give them a tour, and the newspaper would come from Corpus Christi, and the TV station would come from Corpus Christi, and helping them raise awareness of the Ronald McDonald House, to build the Ronald McDonald House. Well, 10 years later, I get a phone call from Ray, and he wants me to come down to Corpus Christi to go to a banquet that was honoring him. Well, Ray gets up and tells the real story. And the real story was that he and his wife filled out an application in Corpus Christi to have a Ronald McDonald House. And they filled out all the blanks. And when it said, do you have a board of directors? They checked, oh, sure, we have a board of directors. And they mailed it in. Well, the National Advisory Board called them on a Thursday and said, we want to meet your board. We'll be there on Monday. So they put a bunch of doctors and nurses, and Ray's up there telling the story at the 10-year anniversary. And he says, we put a bunch of doctors and nurses in a room, and we told them to act like they were board members, and so they did. And that was our pseudo board. He says, but we didn't have a board, so we needed to recruit a board. And the way we recruited a board was, we've never told Dick East this, but we were flying them to Houston, and if we take them to show them the Ronald McDonald House. And if we got to, it took us 4-hour project, 6 hours, we'd be with them 5 hours. And if we liked them, we'd ask them to be on the board. And if we didn't like them, we wouldn't ask them to be on the board. And he says, and that's how we recruited. Our whole board of directors was complimentary of free tickets on Southwest to Houston and back.
Oh, that's
and that's how they did the Corpus Christi Ronald McDonald House. And we went to the opening, and Herb went to the opening. And even at the opening, we had no clue that that's how you recruited the board.
Oh. And you also had a hand in the New Orleans house, and you've had golf tournaments. Southwest has had wonderful golf tournaments and raised millions of dollars for Ronald McDonald houses all across the country.
Well, everybody knows that Terry's the cook here. Well, we went to the New Orleans house, and we were going to cook at the New Orleans house because Stacy Favre Pellerin, now is her name, Stacy was a marketing rep in New Orleans, happened to marry one of my brother's classmates in high school. And so she lives right up where I used to in New Orleans. And Stacy was she and I were always friends because I had met her, and I'd actually make business calls with her in New Orleans to market Southwest before we got the Ronald McDonald House going. And so she wanted me to cook in New Orleans. So I said, okay. Well, my dad found out about it. My dad says, you don't know how to cook. He says, I'll cook. You play like you're cooking. And he says, I'll cook, and I'll do shrimp, and you just bring all the people. I said, okay. So I'm over there, and I've got an apron on, and I think I play like I know what I'm doing. And my dad, of course, is an awesome cook. It didn't take long before they figured out who what my dad was like, and they asked my dad if he would be on the board. They met him one night and said, would he be on the board? Well, he got on the board. He was on the board for 5 years when he became president, and he was the president of the house for about 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, a long time he was president of the Ronald McDonald House in New Orleans. So it became a family thing, too. And my brothers and sisters are all involved and have done things for Ronald McDonald House. And, you know, you have to... Every zip top can has got everybody in my family saves zip tops. I mean, kids, grandkids, everybody is taking the zip tops off because that's what you do. You save them for Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, I think they were saying we made $15,000 in this house alone from those last year.
And I tell people, I say, the zip tops, the great part about the zip tops is not so much the money, it's the awareness that the kids get. The kids at even a low kindergarten or first or second grade level are getting the message you give, even if it's a can top. They don't have money to give, but they can give their can tops, and they get the ability to give. And it's just something that means something.
That's right. That means that everybody can contribute, whether you have a lot of money or a little money.
And they know they're helping. That's it. And so, just like Southwest employees coming to cook, you know, I always said that I've never asked anybody from Southwest for money, ever. I make that important. It's not on my list of things to do. I don't ask for money. On the rare occasions, I think it's happened twice, I will let somebody else do it. You know, my roommate, Mickey, I say, Mickey, we've got to raise some money, but you ask. I'm not going to ask because I don't want to ever be connotated with asking for money, because you don't have to ask for money. You ask for people's time, and the money comes on its own.
That's right. That's
and that's the key.
We've been so fortunate, very fortunate. In raising money and being a very, very sound, financially sound house.
Plus, Annie takes care of the money in with the golf tournament. She's amazing.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.